And Alex?
Before bed.
Boy, V, it's been a long time since we had a podcast. But I think tonight's the night. Do you think we
will? What are you whispering about? Okay. Xin chào tất cả các bạn. Chào mừng các bạn đã quay lại với podcast V và Alex trước giờ ngủ. Hôm nay tụi mình sẽ có một chủ đề free talk.
V và Alex muốn ăn bánh mì. Muốn muốn rượu vang.
Oh, good. How to say you want to go to Vietnam?
Muốn đi Việt Nam.
Với ai?
Với tôi.
With?
With me.
Why? By yourself?
Với everybody. With all of our listeners. Let's go.
Với mọi người.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Okay. Go back to the podcast. Today we will do a podcast talking about podcast. Okay.
And you don't have an article.
I should have, huh? But this time I will let you talk. Because you mentioned that you don't feel it's easy and maybe it's harder. It's more inconvenient.
It's not
inconvenient.
It's not inconvenient. It's just, wow, you're putting me on the spot and we'll get really meta.
No, just feeling.
I know. I'm just saying it's a deep psychological
mm-hmm.
question. When you become aware that you're doing something because it changes the way you do something. So
what?
When you are just doing something at the start,
mm-hmm.
if it's a podcast,
mm-hmm.
you're not thinking about how you're doing it and mm-hmm. why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, if you feel good about it and you're like, oh, I want to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. How can I make it better?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start questioning your decisions and the way you're doing things. It mm-hmm. makes it more difficult because you get in your own way.
Yes.
So that's it's what not, I was saying.
Yeah, it's not free anymore. Like, yes. I don't know anything about this. Just do it. Now I know a little bit. Mm-hmm. We should avoid that. We should avoid this. We should do this.
Yeah, we can apply that to a lot of things. Like if you're writing, you know, mm-hmm. when you went through all of your academics, like
mm-hmm.
when you start off with as an undergraduate and your first year, you're like writing everything, no mm-hmm. regards to the rules or citations or the mm-hmm. politics.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, becomes more and more difficult as you become aware of the, you know,
mm-hmm.
how to do things properly. I'm not saying we're doing things properly. I'm just saying things always get more difficult like that. And then inevitably, you have to go back to the beginning again where you don't care.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea because this is from your part. From my part, you knew that I learned a lot about editing.
Yeah.
Not video, audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And I'm still struggling find a way to increase the loudness of the audio
right.
without getting vanity from the broadcasting channel.
Right.
Yeah, so I realized that our podcast is so quiet.
Is that a different word? Yeah.
What is the opposite word of the loud?
Yeah, quiet.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know how to fix that. And the more I'm into the technical things, the more I don't have time to read articles, to think about the content, being right. the host, you know? Yeah, and I already feel like what you said is a lot of words for me. Like at the very beginning, I didn't know what to do, just chose the software. I chose Audacity. It's free and it's open source. But now, I don't know, maybe I need to upgrade the software.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that because
no,
it's not about technical thing. No. And it's consume no. so you, much time for myself.
Yeah, you have to relax on the editing too. That's another thing. But now we're like, that's not interesting to talk. Well, I guess maybe it is.
Are you sure? Like, if I don't do the editing well, it's a little bit disrespect to the listener, right?
You know, a lot of my favorite one of my favorite podcasts, the guy used to edit everything, and then like, as time went on, he realized the raw product was better. But I don't know. Like, we're not there yet or anything.
I don't know because we don't have the website, which someone promised me that he would help me.
If I don't have to work, I could make a website.
And we don't have a community, so we didn't get any feedback. So I don't know. some of my friends send me feedback that it sounds sleepy at some point, it's long, sometime Alex talk off topic. Yeah, but
okay, some... Well, now I'm getting mad.
No, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
But many of my friends, they love your personality, the way you laugh, the way you so crazy. So that's his good side. So we cannot serve all of the demanding.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If we ever become popular.
No,
just listen to me.
Okay.
Don't ever tell me a negative comment. Because I'm a fucking diva.
Diva?
Yeah, I'm a diva. Like, if you tell me 9 good things and 1 bad thing, I'm not going to hear the 9 good things. Like, all I hear now is someone complaining that I'm off topic.
No, you don't. Okay, you know what? The important thing is I like our podcast.
Yeah.
And there's something for me to listen when I'm on the way to go to work in the morning. Listen to what we talked and imagine what happened that day, you know? Like, I cut this, I cut that, I cry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
It's my topic, man.
Okay, let me have some Vietnamese. Hôm nay thì tụi mình không có article, không có bài nghiên cứu gì hết. Dạo này tụi mình hơi bận cho nên là cũng không có thời gian để đọc một cái gì đàng hoàng để mà làm một cái chủ đề. Vi thì Vi dành rất là nhiều thời gian để chỉnh những cái podcast cũ, chỉnh âm lượng, rồi chỉnh đủ thứ kiểu. Rồi Alex cũng cảm thấy là hồi xưa không biết gì thì cứ làm thôi, bây giờ biết chút chút rồi á. Cho nên là tránh cái này, tránh cái kia, chọn cái này tốt hơn, chọn cái này tốt hơn. Cái thành ra nó cũng có nhiều cái phải đầu tư hơn. Tụi Vi thì nhiều khi cảm thấy rất là bận để mà làm một cái podcast cho đàng hoàng. Cho nên là hôm nay là đang nói chuyện, coi tụi mình cố gắng là tụi mình làm cho nó tự nhiên như là ban đầu, như là một cái dự án cá nhân của hai đứa. Okay.
Well, I want to say something.
Okay.
About being off topic.
Being off topic?
let me tell you, okay. That's my second half of this podcast topic, is being off topic.
Oh, I like it.
You
I like
can't
it.
Live your life on topic. Okay? That's a crap way to live your life. You gotta live your life off topic.
You can tell to your team when you have a meeting tomorrow.
No, that's work. This is life, baby. This like life is the open road, man. Okay? You gotta get off the goddamn topic. Because if you stay on that topic, you listen to what the article says all the time, you listen to what the government says, you listen to what your parents say. No. You hear the topic and you're like, mm-mm. This is where I'm going. Yeah. This is where I'm going, man. And it's straight to the moon.
Okay. Calm down. Those feedback came from our super, super fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, look, I'm imagining, it's an imaginary character in my head, heckling me. You know what heckling is?
You can explain it.
If you're a stand-up comedian and you're telling a joke and someone yells from the audience, hey, what about this? That's not funny.
Yeah.
That's heckling.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not, I'm not talking to that person. I'm just imagining someone who's telling me that I'm off topic. Because, you know, I don't like to do things the normal way. I like to fight against everything.
Yeah,
and that's the whole. Like it. That's the whole dynamic that we have.
That person likes that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do a topic about off topic.
Right. Well, that was kind of my rant. I don't know if I have anything else on being off topic.
Oh, I remember that I used to be called off topic because I didn't want to hold a conversation.
My stomach just.
Do you want me
to stop? It must have been that spicy curry and chicken from last week.
Do you want me to stop the podcast for you to have some time?
No, there's no Subway nearby.
We have a room next here.
You're talking about being they used to call you off topic?
I can't forget about that.
You know, we should make a store that's called Off Topic instead of Hot Topic. You know, like the store Hot Topic.
Oh, what you sell in that?
Off Topic will be like, all of the shirts are like brand names, mm-hmm. but like totally like messed up.
Just like your sponsorship these days.
Yeah. Off Topic will have like Uniqlo, like Unigo. Unicorn.
Unicorn. I like Unicorn. Uniqlo, Unicorn.
Well, we had an interesting conversation the other day about academics and writing, and then I kind of realized in that conversation that I don't think I kind of have a little bit of disrespect towards academics. And that might come out when we read these articles, because I don't trust the system, and I don't trust, like, that just because an article's published, it's good. I think there's a lot of politics in it, and I think, you know, researchers start with their conclusion, and they do a bunch of research, and they kind of force out an answer.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the
because I'm doing this.
I know you're doing that. That's what I'm saying. It's something for us to talk about, because that's a real feeling of mine that's not like explicit. I'm not coming out and saying that, but I know there's a part of me that feels that way, partly from my experience in the academic world and partly from my distrust of authority.
But you have your critical thinking when you read an article.
Yeah.
I admit that there's a process, and as soon as you pass all the steps, you're gonna be published.
Right.
And yeah, there's some way that you can pass the step and you get the peer reviews. Yeah, but when we write a research article, we don't expect that everything in there mm-hmm. is right. We just expect that it's logical enough to back what we sure. want to say, what we found.
How about this? I think it's a very noble goal to mm-hmm. be an academic and to find a topic and not just say, I believe this, but to say, I'm going to research it and validate or invalidate my beliefs. And no matter what happens in the research, I'm going to follow the answers and write the correct conclusion. That's beautiful.
Yes, that's what I'm doing in this podcast.
Right.
I read the article. I don't tell you it's good or it's bad. I ask what you think about that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
But I worry mm-hmm. that many people, when they read something and they see that it's a published academic article,
mm-hmm.
don't take it critically because they are so impressed with the fact that it is a published article, you know, that they think, well, that's true. And I noticed this trend when we started digitally publishing tons of academic articles or pseudo-academic articles. And there was this, I remember the period of time where all these magazines became popular. Psychology Today, Psychology Now, there's a brain one too, right? yeah. And like everyone would read those, and every week there would be a new theory of like, we figured out that this part of the brain is responsible for all of this. Yeah, so now we know that this is because of the, like, I just watched people consume so much and believe all of it right away uncritically and not realize that the whole process is like tons of really smart people disagreeing with each other is the academic world, not an article coming out and saying what's true or not.
Mm-hmm. So this is another off topic.
Yeah. That's part of the off topic. I'm defending my aggressive off topic nature.
And then you make off topic discussion.
About within off topic discussion.
Okay, I need some time to explain.
Okay.
Today I want to respect my Vietnamese listener.
great day for it. I'm being very complicated.
Tụi mình có nói qua một số cái feedback mà các bạn nghe xong rồi cái gửi cho Vi thì có rất là nhiều feedback dễ thương, feedback tốt, và cũng có nhiều feedback là tụi mày nói hơi nhỏ hoặc là tụi mày nói nhiều chủ đề không có liên quan tới nhau, nhưng cũng không biết đang nghe cái gì. Cái xong rồi cái Alex có một số cái tranh luận về cái vấn đề đó, xong rồi tụi mình nhảy qua một cái chủ đề off topic thiệt luôn, là tụi mình nói về những cái bài viết học thuật. Thì Vi đang làm trong những cái công việc là viết lách rất là nhiều, thì Vi đọc rất là nhiều nghiên cứu, và Vi rất là thích cái mỗi lần mình đọc thì mình có cái suy nghĩ biện luận để mình coi coi mình đánh giá là cái bài viết nó viết có hay hay không, có hợp lý hay không. Thì Alex có đưa ra một cái luận điểm là Alex không có kiểu như là quá ủng hộ vô cái chuyện là mỗi lần mà một cái bài viết nào đó được published thì nó sẽ là một bài viết hay và sẽ là một bài viết được đánh giá cao. Cái này thì nó hơi nhạy cảm, mấy bạn làm nghiên cứu mà nghe được thì chắc là cũng hơi bị tổn thương đó. Nhưng mà tụi mình hoàn toàn là chỉ tranh luận theo cái ý kiến quan điểm cá nhân thôi, tại vì bản thân Alex cũng là người từng viết nghiên cứu, Alex học về triết học, nên là những cái mà Alex viết nó cũng rất là phức tạp và cũng rất là khó hiểu. Và Alex cũng chia sẻ với Vi, không phải là mới chia sẻ trong cái buổi này mà hồi xưa có nói với Vi là rất là khó để mà đọc được một cái bài nghiên cứu triết học mà nó hay, kiểu như viết mà theo đúng kiểu nghiên cứu mà nó còn hay theo cái kiểu giống như là viết sách fiction vậy đó. Cho nên là tụi mình đang nói vòng vòng một cái chuyện đó. Không biết là mọi người nghe thì học được cái gì thì tụi mình sẽ rất là mừng. Ok. I just mentioned that you once told me that when you research for your paper about philosophy, it's really hard to find a research article that good, writing well, that make you feel so satisfied.
Right.
I'm just sharing that it's not something that we try to offend the academic work.
Yeah, you have to be more careful. Yeah,
it's just our opinion, because I'm working in the industry that produce a lot of papers. So
yeah.
And you outside of the industry, that's but true. You also used to be in there and you knew how it works.
Yeah, well, I think it's okay to be defensive about your profession, but it's also good to, you know me, I always err on the side of criticism. You know, the famous philosopher Socrates, right?
Yes.
You know, his belief was that he could improve, you know,
thinking through questioning.
Right. And, you know, being critical would drive change forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I never think of myself as trying to tear things down. I think of myself as trying to build things up. But first, yeah, and here's the software analogy, you know, when we look at a new project, the first thing we always say is break it. If you propose a solution, we say break the solution. Show me why it's wrong so I can make it stronger.
Okay, we can apply that for our podcast.
Oh, that's scary.
Show me.
I don't know if it works with art. I don't know if someone's like, hey, I have a new song, and hey, I have a new song, break it. Well, I don't like guitar. Could you change it to harmonica? Fuck you, I'm out. Like, I don't think it works for art. You have a new painting, break it. Okay, but it's going to take me another 20 years to make another one.
No, I try to go back to the very first origin topic, which is a podcast about podcasts.
I know.
Yeah. So, okay. I think we need to close.
Okay.
Yeah, too much information. And I want to keep my listener learning little by little.
Okay, let's end with something random and off topic.
Okay.
I like green bananas and very firm strawberries.
Firm strawberry.
Yeah, if they start to get mushy, no good. If the banana starts to get yellow, no good.
Oh, you can go to Vietnam. We have all kind of green banana, that's but really great. Soft.
So sorry, everybody, to cut this off, but we need to get going to Vietnam for the yearly banana hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
From everyone at VNLX Productions, you know, it's not just us. We have a whole crew here helping us put this together. I know, you know, we've got advertising.
Yes, we have Fred. We have Rocket the Raccoon. We have Bamboo.
Yeah.
We have Peep.
Yeah.
And we have a new member, Pinky.
Yeah.
The new flowery plant.
Yeah.
That is our team. They help us.
And what a wonderful team they are. And, you know, reach out to them at any time, because they're the ones that answer all your fan mail, you know, open up all the packages that you guys send us. So, good night.
Good night. Ngủ ngon. Bye-bye.